It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
You ready for the podcast, you dumb bitch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mega Power Podcast. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of like the bowl of punch that breaks through the wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah, Kool-Aid Man.
What a weird character. Yeah,
too much sugar.
Way too much sugar. That's why he's always amped up. He's got all that sugar in him. Anyway, I figure for the podcast, we really didn't have like anything set. But have you ever heard of the term micro-cheating?
Micro-cheating.
Micro-cheating.
No.
Micro-cheating is basically when you do small things that flirt with infidelity, but you never actually get physical.
Okay, so like text messages, like checking a girl out as she walks by.
And over 100,000 people recently took a survey on what counts as micro-cheating. Let's go through the top eight that we have here.
Okay.
Number one. Following an ex on social media, only 3% said it's cheating.
Yeah, it's not cheating.
It's not cheating, but I pose the question, why are you following the ex on social media?
I think the human brain and all humans are a little curious in nature. So,
but do you need to be, though? Think before social media.
Absolutely not.
I'm cordial with former exes, but I can't remember the last time I've just gotten a hold of an ex or checked in on them just to say, not saying like, oh, I don't care how they're doing. Like, I don't want them to be bad. But at that point in my life is done. And even if we were great friends.
I think we've all looked at our ex's profile just to see what's going on.
And now, because of the world we live in, it's there. The option's there. Mm-hmm. But I honestly can't think of the last time I've actually like snooped around to see. Because I don't know what you're looking for. Are you looking for validation that their life isn't as good now that you're gone?
Basically.
You're living a better life. But that's kind of fucked up if
it
you
is.
Think about it. It's
it
like,
is.
Dude, really? Because before social media, that was never a thing.
Yeah, I just think that's how the human brain works.
I think
curiosity.
Before social media, you wouldn't want to run into your ex.
No.
You know what I mean? And now it's like, oh, I want to make sure they're not, you know. And I think that's just in a social media world, which I think is weird.
Uh-huh.
So I'll say this right now. There's no need, unless for some reason you're super good friends. And Kiki would probably disagree with this because she still talks with some of her exes. Not a lot, obviously, but like there's a couple that I can think of that she was friends with in high school or dated in high school. And I know that's far enough and it's not a jealousy thing, but I'm just like, why? Because for me,
that's situation. You know, it's scenarios. It depends on who the person is, who she is, who the other person is, what kind of a relationship they had, how it ended.
Because
there's a lot of scenarios that go into that.
I also feel like too that's a slippery slope.
Right.
Because you know,
I don't believe in that.
After
it's an ex is an ex, and there's always going to be a stigma there.
Yeah.
Of why it's an ex.
Well, and there's a tension there, too, because even after, like, let's say the dust settles after the relationship, more than likely could have, even if it ends amicably, you still realize, like, hey, we don't work in this capacity.
Right, yeah, there's still something there.
You still also saw that person naked. There was a physical connection at some point. And I'm not saying it's guaranteed, and maybe some people be like, well, that's just because you're not strong enough. But there's, who knows? You could have that moment of weakness, and if that option is there, there's that, okay, well, we were good now. I mean, like, we're getting along now. Why can't that be a thing again? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll just tell you, man, once the wiener goes into the vagina, things change, period.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't care who you
for
are,
sure.
How much you can say it doesn't, it's a fact.
For sure.
100%.
For sure. Number two, deleting apps like Tinder from your phone, but not deleting your account. 8% said that counts as cheating.
No, it's not.
I don't think that
absolutely
is.
Absolutely not.
So I think what they're saying is, let's say you met on Tinder or you had Tinder and then you met someone.
This is becoming more of a control thing than anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't tell me what to delete. Don't tell me. You know, if I'm doing something wrong, then yes, I'm in the wrong. And you can express your opinion. I probably should delete it. To not have that option there anymore, but don't tell me what to do.
Well, and I guess it's like if you are dating someone exclusively, you don't need a Tinder app. You don't
need, true.
You know what I mean?
That's true, because we all know what Tinder's for.
Yeah, exactly. I know. When people go on Tinder, I'm here to make friends.
But like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, that's different.
Yeah.
That's, you know, this can be family oriented.
Yeah, for sure.
Tinder, though, you probably shouldn't have that if you have a significant other.
Number three, meeting up with someone and claiming it's work-related when it isn't. 54% said, yes, that's cheating. Another 42% said it's at least suspicious.
Well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you having lunch?
And then why are you lying about it being work-related?
This is for... Is this an ex or is this anybody?
That's suspicious for me. I would be like, well, what's the point? What's the goal here? What's the end goal? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of weird when like... your girlfriend or your wife or whoever, the significant other, has a friend the opposite sex.
Yeah.
And you guys talk a lot and hang out a lot.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Well, it's like, what are you getting from that that you're not getting?
You know what
from?
I always thought it was?
Hmm.
Backup plan.
Backup plan, yeah. Keeping someone around. Yeah, I could see that.
You know?
I could see that. Number four, sending a heart, kiss, or wink emoji in a flirty way. Only 8% said that was okay. 49% said it was cheating. Another 43% would at least be concerned. Yeah, I don't know why you would do that with... And heart emojis, like, I think that's a girl thing. And I do think there is
It depends
something.
On the situation, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Winky face is rare that it's okay.
Yeah.
Because we all know what the winky face is. It's just like poking somebody on Facebook.
But,
I know what you're doing.
But is it also become so part of our culture that it's almost now... Like, it doesn't mean what it used to mean or what it means in real life situations.
I think we'd have to like read a transcript and different scenarios and situations where the winky face is okay and not okay.
Now, here's the thing is because I wink at people all the time, guys, girls, and it's more of like a, you know, like, hey, you know, and there's never anything behind it. And to be honest, too, winking was never part of my game.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of weird.
It's a kind of a weird thing and usually it doesn't work out right. You know, I was like, you know, I mean, it's. I always feel like
see the behind it makes it lightens it up
more playful.
Yeah, if you're just kind of like subliminally like looking at somebody and just kind of wink at them, yeah, there's meaning behind it. Yeah. There's a reason you're winking at me because you like what you see.
But I do think in this day and age, though, emojis have become just so like same thing with like LOL. Okay, like I'm not really LOLing. I'm not laughing out loud.
No.
Sometimes you send that just as a way to.
It's just like a go-to.
You have to answer back. Like someone sends you a video, and I go LOL. It's almost like but I'm not really laughing out loud. More than likely, I haven't seen the video.
My dad sent me an LOL, and I'm like, what?
Lots of love.
What?
Right. All right. Number five: having a work wife or work husband. 19% said it's cheating, 31% said it's fine, other 50% said it's not cheating, but they'd feel weird about it.
You gotta have to explain this one to me.
So, like, at work, there's a female colleague that you get along with, everyone's like, oh, it's your work wife, like, you guys chit-chat about stuff, it's that kind of at-work opposite sex person.
Why do you got to call it a work wife or a work husband? Can't you just call it a work companion?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a work
friend,
partner?
Or
how about coworker?
That phrase has been around for a long time. The work wife, work husband.
Yeah.
I've never liked that because it's
weird.
Like, no, it's there's nothing there that is wife related in me. Oh. I'm cordial with people, but it's not like my work wife. Yeah. Oh, bigger in here. It's my work wife. No, I think that's a weird phrase.
Have you seen him naked?
Yeah.
No? Then stop calling him your wife or husband.
Yeah. Like Johnny's my work husband. Johnny Greaser's my work husband.
You've seen Johnny naked.
Yeah.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, the microphone's been on the whole time.
The whole time. I've been waiting for you to jump in, Johnny Greaser.
Sorry.
Love of God.
Yeah, and feel free to jump in on this, Johnny.
I have many work wives.
Yeah.
And husbands. I have like it's like the Middle East where you have like seven wives.
Yeah
I've got all of them.
He's like the Mormon of work wives.
Yeah, it's Mormon work.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
You're the Islamic where you have 41 virgins, 42 virgins.
40 work wives in heaven.
Nice. Hey, give him this mic. That mic sucks.
All right, yeah, Johnny, use that mic. There we go.
So much better.
Yeah, what? I don't like that too because it's like I don't think just because you're going to work you need to fill that wife or husband gap.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And also too, like especially if like okay maybe if both partners are married. Yeah, quit playing footsie with her. You're speaking of flirt. like if both partners are people are married. So okay, you have wife and husband at home or whatever significant others at home. I guess I don't see why going to work you need to even have that.
Well, here's the thing. Would you go home to your wife and say, I just got done hanging out with my work wife for 4 hours?
Yeah.
No, you're not going to say that.
Because there also is that you spend 8 hours a day with someone. You develop a relationship, and that just always adds to it. And maybe,
so
I don't
was
know.
My teacher in school my school wife?
Yes, she was your school
wife. Because I spent 8 hours a day with them.
Yes, is your school wife. That's right. Your hot math teacher was your school wife.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Number six, staying in touch with an ex. 14% said it's cheating.
staying in touch with an ex. So what does that
in
entail?
In touch like, physically or in touch just like, hey, how you doing?
Like texting, checking up on people. So the first one was following an ex on social media.
Okay.
3% said it's cheating. Everyone else...
It's not cheating, but it's not right.
I just don't get it. Like, and again, and I don't think this. Not that I have. There's a lot of girls that I've dated that are great girls. It just didn't work out. I more than likely I screwed it up. But I guess I don't see any need for me to have. I don't know.
It's what if weird... it's like? Because I had like people that I dated in like high school,
mm-hmm.
and I'm friends with.
Yeah,
but it was like we were friends. First,
yeah,
dated for a short time, still became friends.
Like, I don't have a problem with it, but I guess I
thought you were gonna be, what's her name?
Yeah, what's her name, Jonathan? I don't know. I guess I don't have any desire. And like, it goes before, like I was saying, it's not like I wish these people bad. I hope they're not doing well, but that portion of my life is over, and I just can't ever see myself picking up the phone and texting, hey, how have you been? Mm-hmm. You know, everything good? Like, I don't see the necessity to do that with where I'm at in my life.
I feel like if like my wife had work husband or somebody she's still talking to that was her ex, I feel like I could tell immediately if there's something there.
Yeah.
Just by the way they're conversating, the way they're looking at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I legitimately think that you can have a friend that used to be an ex. It's fucking rare, but it can happen.
Yeah,
it can happen. And I think everybody could be a great judge of just seeing how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him.
I always look at this, and maybe this is an old way of thinking. I just always, you know, Chris Rock has this old bit, is a man is only as faithful as the opportunities that present themselves. And he brought that up during the whole Kathy Lee and Frank Gifford scandal, because he ended up like, I don't know, finger blasting some flight attendant or something like that. But here's a guy. Kathy Lee's not a bad looking lady. She wasn't a bad looking lady back then. Same thing with Arnold.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the maid that he banged.
Have you seen Kathy Lee without makeup, though?
All of them are. Woof.
Like, you know Tales from the Crypt? That was Kathy Lee without makeup.
I guess the way I look at it is that it's weird, you know, and those relationships, what happens is, if you're close with someone, whether you were physical with them or not, there can become this, you're filling in these holes that maybe if you're mad at your husband and then you go and talk to another guy about the problems, that develops this kind of weird relationship. You're painting the guy in a bad light wife or whatever. Sure. And I think that can open doors, not necessarily.
Well,
and
stuff that you should be talking about.
Open doors and open holes.
That's right.
Damn.
Ooh. That door I'm open is your vagina door.
Talking about with your husband or wife.
And whether the guy's single or married, I guess it's just, it can be a slippery slope in that sense. You know what I mean? So, and then with an ex, here's someone you've already had a close physical relationship with. Mm-hmm. It's easy, I think, to fall back into that. I know I have.
Hear me out on this.
Yeah.
What was that quote you just said again?
A man is only as faithful as the opportunities that present themselves.
Which I 100% agree with. Yeah. But would you agree with me that possibly... maybe Michael Jordan is getting 1,000,000,000,000,000 more opportunities than Joe Schmo on the side. So it's kind of a weird teeter totter there.
Well, he is the GOAT.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean, that's what's with celebrities. That's why you see so many celebrities.
Right.
The normal
Joe Schmo isn't having celebrity models throw themselves at you. You know, so I think it's a little bit easier for the regular dude.
I think of that a lot because I like to think I'm a good guy, but. Let's say I'm at a party. If Kiki's listening to this, she's probably going to get so pissed. But it'd be super hard as a guy to say no to
20 supermodels that want to bang you on the spot.
And you got some of these athletes that got, you know, 21-year-old, knockouts that are throwing themselves.
I think the knowledge comes with age. I would say probably my early 20s. It'd be tough.
But
now it's just like...
And we're getting into a different aspect of this. I mean, is taking a compliment from the opposite sex and like, oh, hey, I appreciate it. Or saying this, like, boy, if I wasn't married, I tell you what, is that cheating?
Yeah, I would say it's not even cheating. It's creepy to hear that.
Well, it's so creepy to hear that.
Because I've heard people say that before, and I'm like, The hell does that mean?
Yeah, if I wasn't married, so like.
Oh man, I tell you what.
But you're just saying though, like if a young lassie, you know, it does, it makes everyone feel good getting hit on. Do you like that, young lassie? You know, it does. It makes anybody feel good, especially being a married guy. I've been with Kiki for Kiki. Why did I say it like
Kiki?
That? Kiki. I've been with her for 9 years. Yeah. You know, that's a long time to be with someone, and things change, relationships change.
That's 8 years longer than she probably was thinking you guys were.
Probably. Surprised I tricked her into this. But all right, let's move on because we're getting too deep into one thing. Number 7, confiding in someone you're attracted to instead of your significant other. 25% said that's cheating. I do think that is a slippery slope. And I even catch myself with you, Hunter. Obviously, you and Johnny, we're close friends. And you have that. When you're in a relationship, you got to vent to someone. And you don't feel like you can always vent to the partner. But that can also paint your partner in a bad picture. But I'm venting to another guy. Yeah. If I was venting to a female... Is that cheating on my significant other, in a sense?
It's all about intentions, and you can smell it, you can feel it, you can hear it. I mean, it's right there.
But can it build on that? You know, maybe it starts as every once in a while, but then this person becomes a person that you constantly confide in with issues. Oh, we had a fight, so-and-so, we did this. That becomes this, well, this person's got a great ear. Oh, they always know, they always had the right things to say, and then that can develop...
They understand me.
An unhealthy, what's that, a shoulder to cry on is a dick to ride on, turns into a dick to ride on. But think about it. I wouldn't be comfortable if Kiki was constantly confiding in someone else, whether it's an ex or a good-looking guy or something like that. You know, I don't necessarily want that kind of relationship. It's like, you should be able to come to me. I know that's hard and that's easy to say, but I think mentally, that's more of a mental cheat.
I think it's all... Stop telling her to come to my house.
Yeah. Damn, Johnny.
Damn it, Johnny.
Got that Pringle can in your pants.
A Pringle can, you just happy to see me.
I think it's all scenario, man.
Yeah.
I think it's all scenario, and I think it's out in the air, and I think you can smell it if there's bad intentions. And, you know, it depends on what's your relationship like at home. Is that falling apart? Because if that's falling apart and you're confiding in somebody else, maybe you're just moving on to a different relationship, which isn't a bad thing sometimes.
And I think people want validation on maybe an argument or where they're at. They want validation on their feelings, and it's easy to go to someone else and be like, oh, you're right, he's a dick or she's a bitch or blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And I think that's a slippery slope.
Establish ground rules of cheating. So cheating isn't just physical anymore.
No. Well, and here that was. That brings up number 8. Sexting someone else but not getting physical with them. 91% said that is still cheating. I think that is.
It's a word. There's a word. I'm pretty sure this is the word. Psychological cheating.
Yeah. Mental cheating.
And once you're there mentally, what are you doing? Yeah. I mean, hey, let's be honest. You know, a good-looking girl walks by, most dudes are going to look.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, me neither. And you know what? My wife will comment on good-looking dudes.
Is that like kicking the tires at a car dealership?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, because it's how far you take it. If you continue to lust, if you're constantly looking... And replacing that lust of your significant other for someone else, putting it someplace else, whether it's just a flippant time where you're just like, just one time, or you're constantly doing it, I think that, again, is a form of cheating.
Listen to this one. And you know, this might go a little deep, no pun intended. You're having sex with your wife, and a thought of a different woman briefly comes into your head. Cheating?
No, because as human beings, it's almost impossible to not. I mean, I think of past rendezvous and, you know, get you hot and bothered. It's just where we're at. Where that's as a creature, I don't think there's anything. I mean, but again,
is it even possible to block out of your mind
when
you're acting on
a supplement? If you're supplementing that more than your actual, then I think you have a problem, and that's when I think maybe the relationship's in trouble.
Right.
Same thing with watching too much porn. If you're just doing porn all the time, I don't think. But watching porn is not cheating. But if it becomes you're choosing the porn
over your wife,
over the wife,
it becomes a problem.
Yeah. And I just don't see why you'd ever need to sext with someone ever. Uh-huh. Ever, other than your significant other.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know what I mean? So I don't know.
It's just ill intentions, man. I mean, what are you doing it to The only thing I could see some dude saying was like, well, I'm just trying to justify that, you know, I still have game. Yeah. I'm still sought after. No. You know, but it's not the way to do it.
No, that's where it's I think it's a two-party system.
Though, so. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. That's the kind of the easiest answer and the easiest way to answer these questions. Would it hurt you?
Yeah, exactly.
Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Yep. Would it hurt you? Yep. Yes. Then don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. Pretty straightforward right there.
And it's weird, too, because, again, you go back how many years ago with the first smartphone, all that stuff. You know, this is all uncharted territory.
Here's a question. Do you think smartphones cut away from actual cheating or enabled it more?
I think it's increased infidelity.
You think it increased?
I think it's increased.
Or do
you think Snapchat, Twitter? I mean,
you don't just write letters. No, yeah. Letters. Yeah. Think about this, Polaroids. Though. Think about this. Back in the day, you would call somebody on the phone, maybe, or write them a note, and you would have to meet up, which means it's going to happen. Over text messaging now, pictures are sent. Mm-hmm. You can almost do the deed and not have that horny head.
Here's the problem, though.
I don't know.
Here's the problem, and where I see the only what I see in your argument is the fact that it's so readily available. Like, I can follow porn stars on Twitter, open my Twitter, and have constant sexual content that's not my wife on there. Mm-hmm. I can have Snapchat and follow people on Snapchat. They're always posting dirty things. Mm-hmm. It's that constant option. Tinder. I could sign up for Tinder right now, and my wife would not know about it. And I could sit there and be messaging people. It's because it's so readily available that it makes it easier. And you think, oh, man, I got this chick hitting me up. I got these chicks, you know, hitting me up, calling me cute, handsome, whatever. It's puts it in your head.
Yeah.
Puts it in your head.
That was me, by the way.
Yes. I knew it was you in a wig. The beard is what gave it away, Johnny.
Oh, man.
I think it's increased infidelity just because it's made it so readily available.
It's so easy.
Yeah. Well, dude, I fall victim. I could literally right now open my phone and search porn before I'd have to go home, find a DVD that I want, put it in there, and it's more work. Or go buy a porn mag or find, you know, and it's just now it's so readily available. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes it easier. And then it also puts it in people's heads. And two, you can make it so easy, too, as you see, like, well, look at these chicks doing all this crazy stuff. Or look at these guys. And it's like, okay, my wife's not doing that or my husband's not doing that. And it puts that in your head. And if the grass is, you're always seeing that greener grass on the other side, you know? Mm-hmm.
That's why you just record yourself.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like game film.
That's what I tell Kiki. I'm like, look, and she doesn't care. I mean, because it's never a problem. But I'm like, hey, let's just make a bunch of videos, and then I will never watch porn again.
Here's what you should do. This would be great. And Hunter, I'd see you doing this too. You take the film, and then you get like one of those, like an iPad or something like that you can draw on. And then you do it just like you're breaking down
like
game
Madden
film. Yeah, like Madden. Like, here's a guy.
Should I do it?
Do it. Do it.
All right, here's a guy. Here's the doggy style position right here. See, she's got both her legs on the outside. She needs to tuck those things in. And then you got the chest area here. He's grabbing her underneath. Hey, boom. This is going to be a good scenario.
Perfect. Perfect. I actually, you know,
that
what?
would make Hunter, your relationship
you
much
got,
better.
You know what? I think we're onto some right there.
Yeah.
I need a
fox cadoodle.
Commentate people's sex tapes.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
dude, that's not great. A bad idea.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the biggest Pringle can hanging guy I've ever seen in my life. Boom! Literally, boom.
This is the dumbest.
It's
thing.
So stupid.
This is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
I'd watch it.
All right, I'd watch it too. I'd watch it too. You could probably make a living on that.
Maybe I'll try one.
On Pornhub.
Should I try one?
You should try one on Pornhub. Just tell Amanda it's for a bit.
Yeah, it's like VH1 used to have the pop-up videos, give you all the information about
or
stuff.
Or like Aussie guy narrates. You know, the Aussie guy that narrates all the videos? It's just John Madden narrates porn. Perfect.
Coming right. This Christmas.
Hey,
boy.
Two M's. All right, that's going to do it. Wrap it up. I think we got to the bottom of this. Not too bad for just
winning. Does anybody listen to this podcast?
No, not really. I know my mom does. My dad does from time
to
time.
What the hell are we talking about this then?
The best.
Is that why your mom doesn't call you anymore? Yeah, just disappointed.
Just disown me. The best I remember, we were talking about that one time when I joked about Kiki having the, you know what a choker is called?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Black belt for sucking dick. Dad told me about that. I'm like, damn, dad.
Oh, no.
Dad.
Dad?
Your dad told you that originally?
Yeah, he's like, no. He heard us talking about it. Yeah, he got a good chuckle out of it. All right. Well, that's going to do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Johnny Greaser, thanks for stopping in, man. We always appreciate it. Don't forget to listen to Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you next time.